Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. We're here with Steelers number two draft pick, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon, the draft is a three-day affair. It can be kind of a stressful thing for you guys. What did you do Thursday night?
Thursday night, it was just kind of like me and my mom, my stepdad and my brothers. I'm just kind of watching the draft. I knew it was kind of a slim chance I can go that day, but, you know, it wasn't nothing big. I just watching the day and just enjoying the process, you know, and just kind of waiting for my name to be called.
Based on most of the projections, Friday was going to be your day. It turned out, did you have a few more people over Friday?
Oh, yeah, Friday, that's when I had, like, kind of like, you know, people over. I had about 20, 25 people over, and, you know, my friends and, well, a couple close friends and, you know, more family over. And, you know, it was an exciting moment. I had a better chance of getting drafted right. The second day. So, you know, I'm glad that I went early, and I'm glad I'm in Pittsburgh. So,
when did you start getting the calls from the Steelers?
Actually, I got the phone call, like, I forgot who was picking, but it was kind of, it was like two or three picks before, before Pittsburgh was even, like, on the screen. And, you know, Mike Tomlin was on the phone, and he just kind of asked me, like, you ready? And I was like, yeah, I'm ready. And he's kind of asked me, was I healthy and everything? But, you know, I got on the phone, and I talked to everybody, and I was on the phone for like 20 minutes, and my name finally got called right when I hung up the phone. My name got called, and, you know, it was a lot of noise and screaming.
During the conference call with the Pittsburgh media, it sounded like your mom was pretty excited. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my mom's definitely excited, especially being in Pittsburgh. You know, she grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. My granddad did, my uncle did. You know, just about everybody in my family grew up Pittsburgh Steelers fans, diehard fans, you know. So the fact that I got drafted here, you know, that made it even more exciting, you know, and I'm glad to be here.
You grew up in Groveport, Ohio. That's kind of close to Columbus. How does a family from Groveport, Ohio get to be Steelers fans?
I don't know. Like, my grandpa, he's from Florida. I don't know how he became a Steelers fan, but, you know, he'd been a Steelers fan for a long time and, you know, die hard. And he was in tears yesterday when drafting me, so.
You went to Madison High School in Groveport. There was a game against Dublin Jerome, and you carried the ball 30 times for 336 yards and 4 touchdowns. What can you tell me about that night?
That night, I remember it was a close game, and I was just doing whatever it took for us to win games. You know, I broke a lot of long runs, high-scoring game, and both defenses were struggling a little bit, beginning of the year a little bit. You know, so that was just a game that, you know, I kind of just took over, one of my better high school games.
A lot of times when you talk to basketball players, they'll say they were in a zone, they couldn't miss a shot. Were you in a zone that night, and can running backs get into a zone?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, especially for running backs more than anything, maybe quarterback, but running back, you kind of get in a little rhythm. You know, you get the ball a couple times in a row, you start filling out the defense, you definitely get like a rhythm or a zone, and the games become slower and a lot more easy.
High school football in Ohio is a big deal. There's a lot of good players coming out. Do you think you were overlooked a little bit, you know, in terms of the recruiting process?
Yeah, most definitely. I think I got overlooked a lot, you know. I wasn't a highly recruited guy. Two-star prospect, had 5 Division I offers. I'm out of high school, and I got fortunate enough to get a big offer at the end of my senior year and go to Michigan State and do what I did in my career there.
Eric Smith went to Groveport. Did you think he went to Michigan State as well? You think he helped you out a little bit? I mean, with the Michigan State coaching staff.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely gave us a look, you know. And my mentor, Dennis Toler, he knew Coach D. You know, that was another connection right there. And, you know, and Coach Dan Enos, when he was at Michigan State, he just loved me and as a recruit, you know. So a mixture of all those things got me the offer there.
It's 4th and 2. You're a big back. This is how you're going to make your money in this league. I want you to take me through a play where the call in the huddle is for you to carry the ball, okay? 4th and 2, you break the huddle. You get into your stance. What do you look for?
Well, I mean, it depends on what play. I mean, if it's like a power play, you know, I'm just going to look at how a defensive lineman is aligned, you know, and I'm going to see how tight they are, how low the safeties are. And I know if it's 4th and 2 and it's the game on the line, like, you got to bring it, you know. It's not going to be a big hole there. You got to, you know, kind of make something happen, and you got to be mentally prepared for that and go out there and make a play.
So the ball snapped, okay, is taking the handoff second nature, or is that something that you're concentrating on?
No, that's just second nature. I don't ever worry about the handle.
Okay, so then what? Okay, you got the ball, now what?
My eyes are up. I'm looking at the linebacker flow. You know, I'm reading my block, my lineman, and it's gonna be a guy on block. You know, I mean, if it's 4th and 1, 4th and 2, it's gonna be a guy on block, and that's the, that's the time your talent have to take over. You got to beat that guy and, you know, get those 2 yards.
There's no hole there. What are you doing then?
You got to make a play. I mean, that's why, that's why I feel like we drafted. You know, I got to make a play. I mean, there's good players in the league everywhere. You know, defense is going to make a play. And offense is going to make a play. So when it's both stalemate, you know, whoever make that play is going to win that down. So
what do you love more, 4th and 2 or bouncing it outside, see if you can dance around everybody and go in for a touchdown?
I love short yardage, you know, because short yardage, I mean, it's tough in there. And guys got to bring their pads. And, once you wear down the defense, you know, short yards become, you know, easy. And you can get what you want to get.
Thanks a lot for your time, Le'Veon. It's great to have you here.
No problem at all.